Season's greetings, my dear thrill seekers. The following radio play, A Fine Furnished House, was recorded live at the Bickford Theatre at the Morris Museum in Morristown, New Jersey, on Sunday, December 4th, 2016. This week's sonic sojourn into the world of holiday haunts was brought to you by Blue Apron. You know, when it comes to making mealtime easy, affordable, and delicious, getting fresh, high-quality ingredients delivered straight to your door can make all the difference. And you can do that in a sustainable and affordable way with Blue Apron. What's more is you can help support Fireside Mystery Theater when you go to check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping when you go to blueapron.com/fireside. They've got a variety of new recipes every week. Go to blueapron.com/fireside to check them out. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Listen to what the Fireside cast has to say about it. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
All right, Allie, what are we going to do?
They said we need a celebrity of some sort for these spots for blueapron.com.
And their email said we need a holiday-themed celebrity. What does that mean?
Don't worry, I have it all worked out. In fact, I have two. Consider them booked.
Who? Santa and Rudolph?
Oh, please let it be Santa.
And I love Rudolph and his shiny little nose. Can I touch it, please?
They are way out of our budget, Eric. Aim lower. A little lower.
We got Frosty? We got Frosty!
No, we didn't get Frosty. We got Sid and Judy Krampus. The Krampuses! Hey, why the blank stares?
What the heck is a Krampus?
They're evil demons from Europe that come and scare and punish kids around the holidays.
Scare and punish? What's this?
Well, you scare and punish kids, right?
Yeah, but you left out a key word. Bad. They're on bad kids.
As in awful. We throw them in the back of our baskets and take them to dark woods and learn them good.
Gang, meet Sid and Judy Krampus, our holiday spokes demons for Blue Apron.
Oh, my. Look at those claws, the forked tongues, long horns coming out of their heads. Oh, my God.
They aren't cute and cuddly at all.
Ugh, already with the judging.
If it's one thing I can't stand, it's demonizing us demons. Come on, we ain't all that bad. After a long day breaking our backs, scaring the lederhosen off of those little twerps, we like to come home to a good meal.
And blueapron.com makes it so easy.
Blue Apron has a bevy of great chefs that partner with trusted farmers to cultivate the best ingredients and make recipe magic.
Then Blue Apron tailors a menu to your taste. You just explore a range of dishes all from the comfort of your own home.
Then they ship pre-proportioned ingredients.
With free refrigerated delivery.
And all you have to do after that is cook an incredible meal.
And it never gets boring. Every week there's a new updated menu.
You can get a family plan or two-person plan.
The two-person plan works best for us, obviously.
And get a load of this. Go to blueapron.com, enter the special Fireside Mystery Theater promo code, and get a fantastic discount on your next order.
Now, ain't that grand?
Huh. Maybe these demons aren't so bad after all.
I'm still holding out for Frosty.
I told you, Eric, Frosty isn't...
Well, whatever you yo-yos, just go to blueapron.com.
See? We can read ad copy. SMH.
Famous enough for you now? Happy holidays, you creeps! Sid and Judy Krampus out!
Mic drop!
Wait, that's not ours! Ow.
James Reeser here, restoring a little sanity by using one of our unbroken microphones to encourage one and all to use blueapron.com for all your meal solutions. Happy holidays, and remember, life is better with Blue Apron.
Margaret Fuller once wrote, "A house is not a home unless it contains food and fire for the mind as well as the body." A Fine Furnished House, a radio play written by Rebecca Graves and Sylvan Sandovar, reminds us that home, after all, is nothing but a state of mind. But what kind of state? What do you say? Let's all go home for the holidays, Fireside Mystery Theater style. It all begins quite simply with the ring of an ordinary doorbell.
Do you think anyone's here? I can't tell if there are any lights on inside.
Someone's Buick is in the driveway, and we're here right on time. Just give it a minute.
Hello? Is anyone home?
Sorry, kids. It takes me a little to get up and going.
Our apologies for all the knocking. We thought maybe no one was here.
Hello, ma'am. Are you Mrs. Randalls? We spoke on the phone. I'm Felix, and this is my wife, Joanna.
Hi. Ah, yes. Come right in. Sorry, it's a little cold in here. Pilot light's gone out. Place hasn't warmed up yet. Just got here about an hour ago.
Better than the weather out here. It's near freezing, and it's such a beautiful house. I wouldn't mind a few drafty nights if it meant we could live here.
We were very intrigued by your ad. Have you received many inquiries?
Not as many as you'd think. I knew it was an odd time of year to list a rental property, but we wanted to make sure we got tenants before the winter really set in. A lot of maintenance for a big old empty house, especially for an old gal like me.
Oh, Felix, it's just as beautiful inside as it is out. Oh, that furniture is exquisite.
Indeed, it's quite a lot of expensive kindling in there.
Oh, it comes with the place. The house is fully furnished.
Oh my goodness, this just keeps getting better and better.
Hey, sweetheart, come look at this mantelpiece.
Go on and take a look around, kids. If you don't mind, I'll stay here in the sitting room. My knee has been giving me such trouble with the cold. Just come on back in here with any questions you have.
Thank you, Mrs. Randalls. To be honest, we're a little desperate. Both of our families are coming to us for Christmas this year, and it's just 2 weeks away, and I told Felix there is just no way I'm hosting anyone in that little apartment we've had for the past few years.
Joanna? Oh, there you are. Hey, let's take a look around so we don't take up too much of Mrs. Randall's time. I'm sure she has other things to do.
You kids take your time.
Let's take a look at the kitchen.
Did I hear you say the word desperate back there?
Well, yeah, I was just telling her that it's so close to Christmas and both of our families are coming and our apartment is too small.
Babe, don't you know the first rule of real estate is not to seem too eager? She's gonna think she can charge us anything she wants with you jumping up and down like a puppy over some dusty old antiques. And it's very musty in here. It smells dank, like there's mildew.
I'm sorry, darling, but I cannot have my mother over to our apartment, much less your mother and the whole crew. A little air freshener will do the trick, trust me.
Oh, perhaps, but let's not jump the gun here. The ad said terms were negotiable, but if this old Victorian comes with the furniture too, I bet it'll blow our budget.
Well, let's just see. Oh my God! Look at that beautiful stained glass over the staircase!
Did you two find everything all right? Have any questions for me?
No, found everything just fine. Say, we don't need all the furniture here. If we don't take it, could you give us a break on the rent?
Oh, that would be such a shame. It all really suits the house.
Your wife is a woman of taste, Felix.
Yes, her taste has cost me dearly in the past, and I think it's about to do so again.
Felix, I'm sorry. I can't help it. Mrs. Randalls, it is such a beautiful home. I'm already decorating it for Christmas in my mind.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, it would be a bit of a burden for me to arrange to have everything all moved out. Easier to leave everything as is, you know?
Well, I can understand your position, Mrs. Randalls.
Thank you, my dear. My sister loved this house, and I'd hate to see it go to someone who didn't appreciate it. I hear renters can be a little careless. I want someone living here who will treat it like their own.
And what might that cost, Mrs. Randalls? The ad said terms were negotiable. Why don't we get down to brass tacks? How much is Joanna's good taste going to cost me this time?
Well, your wife seems very taken with the place. Joanna, you remind me so much of my sister. God rest her soul. She loved the finer things in life. She spent her whole existence making this house into her own little palace. She lived here for many decades, you know. Whenever I walk inside this place, she is alive again. It may be a little selfish or unreasonable of me, but I hate the thought of this last little piece of her vanishing from the earth, at least while I'm alive.
Oh, that is so lovely. You just broke my heart. I'm sorry if this is a sore subject, but did she pass recently?
About a month ago. But not to worry. There are no ghosts here. Well, not hers, anyway. She died in the hospital.
So you two were very close, huh?
Sadly, we didn't speak for many years. I only saw her in her final days. We had something of a reconciliation, I suppose you could say. Those last moments you have with someone, make the most of them, especially if they are family. Life is too short, eh?
We're sorry to hear that, Mrs. Randalls. Just the same, it must be difficult to let strangers into your sister's house so soon after her death.
Well, seeing your wife so excited about the place does my old heart good. Which is why I'd like to offer you folks a rental agreement that's a little unorthodox.
Oh? What might that entail?
Well, I'm the owner of the house now, but I can't really offer much maintenance in my condition. I care about this place, but I prefer my bungalow across town. I always admired my sister's home, but it was never my style, and I don't want to sell it quite yet. So here's the deal. You live here and look after everything. Make sure the pilot light stays on and all that. Winterproof the garden. Make sure everything stays clean and the furniture stays in good shape. And it's yours to stay in.
For how much? Will we be getting a break on the rent since we be putting all this work into the house?
As long as you agree to those stipulations, you can stay here rent-free.
Oh, Felix! Mrs. Randalls! You don't know how much this means to us! Felix, just imagine opening up our Christmas presents by that fireplace.
That's a real good offer, Mrs. Randalls. I think we'll have to take it. Or else I'll be hanging my stocking from the doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
When can we move in?
Any time at all. Here are the keys. You kids move in whenever you want. Just give me a call when you're settled in, and I'll show you the boiler room and the garden shed. Everything you'll need to know to get through the winter.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Randalls. This is the best Christmas present ever. We'll take such good care of this house.
Merry Christmas, kiddos. Enjoy, and I'll see you soon.
Honey! Felix, are you down there?
Yeah, in the basement. Hey, come down here. I have something to show you.
Okay, coming. I made some hot chocolate.
Hey, sweetheart. Hot chocolate hit the spot. There's a bit of a chill down here.
What's in all the boxes?
That's what I wanted to show you. Looks like we can have an old-fashioned Christmas in our old-fashioned house. Look! Vintage Christmas decorations! And almost all the lights still work.
Oh, my gosh! How quaint! I love these big old bulbs. How many strands are there?
Enough to cover this artificial tree. Looks like all the parts are here, too.
My grandmother had a tree like this. With the flocking that made it look like snow. Oh, Felix, I just know this Christmas is going to be perfect.
If you take our hot chocolate back upstairs, I'll bring all these boxes up. I'm just glad I didn't need to get our own Christmas decorations out of the mini storage. I'd have to unpack the whole thing to get them out.
Okay, I'll meet you upstairs.
What a great-looking tree.
Our families are gonna love it. I'm surprised how many of these glass ornaments are intact. They're so delicate-looking. I particularly love this set of animal-shaped glass ornaments. They're so adorable.
Oh, hey, here's one more. This little fishy-shaped guy. You put it near the top? I think I see a bit of a gap there.
Oh, sure. Just let me...
Here, catch.
Felix! Why on earth would you throw a glass ornament? Oh, no. It's in a million pieces.
I said catch. It's fine, honey. There are plenty more ornaments.
So much for taking care of this place for Mrs. Randalls. I hope that wasn't a rare Tiffany's Christmas ornament or something. I'm gonna go get a broom.
It's out in the tool shed. I'll get it. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I was just having a little fun. I got carried away.
Hey, wait a second. What's that?
Looks like a tiny piece of packing paper.
No, it has something typewritten on it. It looks like it might have been in the ornament.
Oh, cool. I wonder if it'll have a fortune on it. What does it say? This typeface is so tiny, I can hardly see it in this light.
Give it to the person with the good eyesight, Magoo. Eileen is here.
Eileen? Huh. Who's Eileen?
I don't know. Was that the name of Mrs. Randall's sister, the one who owned the place?
I don't think she said. Oh. Ooh, wait. Do you think this is a message from the other side?
Don't be ridiculous. You're probably right. It's just a bit of packing paper. So many of these ornaments are wrapped in newspaper and such. I bet they just grabbed whatever paper was on hand at the time.
Well, go so Christmas past won't scare us. Come on, honey. Let's go to bed. It's almost midnight. We can clean all this up tomorrow.
Look how beautifully the tree glows with the lights out. Oh, yes. This Christmas will be very special for us.
Hello there, neighbor.
Hi. Name's Felix Rogers.
I'm Louise Tucker. Been living here next door to this house all my life. That's a long time, you know.
Oh, we just moved in here yesterday, my wife Joanna and I. We're just staying here temporarily.
Did you know Carol?
Carol?
Carol Handy, the lady whose house you're now living in.
No.
Temporarily?
No, we've just been dealing with her sister.
All right, Trudy Randall's. You know, those two didn't get along for many...
Yeah, Mrs. Randall's. Trudy told us all about it.
About Carol's son, Arlen?
She never mentioned anything about a son. He lived here, too?
Oh, yeah, he did. Apparently, that's what the fighting was about. All those years. Wasn't until he died that the two began to speak again.
Difficult guy, this Arlen, huh?
I don't know. Seemed all right to me. But I never did talk to him much. Kind of a lost soul. Always lived at home with his mother. Right to the very end.
When did he die?
Oh, such a long time ago. I can hardly remember. 15, 20? 20 years, maybe? His mama outlived him by quite a few.
Oh, he died young, huh?
Yeah. Some sort of bizarre infection did him in. Not quite sure. He came as a surprise to us all.
Oh, that's terrible. Mrs. Tucker, pardon me, but I need to get these groceries inside. My wife can't start dinner without him. You should come over for coffee sometime soon.
Why, that's very neighborly of you. You know, of all the years Carol Handy lived in that house, I never once set foot in her place. I have no idea what it looks like from the inside.
Really? You're her next-door neighbor and you never came...
She never invited me in. Not once.
Well... There should be a first time for everything. We'll let you know soon. Happy holidays, Mrs. Tucker.
Oh, just call me Louise. That's very sweet of you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm home. God, license in the supermarket and the hardware store. Unbelievable. It must be all the last-minute Christmas shoppers.
In here. Dinner's almost finished. Did you get the part for the furnace? And the red potatoes?
Yep. I got everything on the checklist. Hey, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, dinner smells delicious. You know I love your pot roast.
Smells even better in this adorable old kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. Pass me the red potatoes here.
After dinner, I need to see if I can get that furnace fixed. Has it been making any more noise while I was gone?
I don't think so, but I've been unpacking up in the bedroom while the roast was in the oven, so I might not have heard the clanging.
Well, I think tightening up some screws might do the trick. But if it doesn't, I got a pilot light replacement tube. That might be what was giving Mrs. Randall's trouble when we came to see the house. I just met our next door neighbor as I was coming in.
Oh, yeah?
Mrs. Tucker. What was her first name again? Dang, the short-term memory. Louise. That was it. Nice old lady.
Haven't seen her around yet.
I said we'd invite her over for coffee sometime.
Well, that was very nice of you.
Must be the spirit of Christmas.
It's the one time of year you're nice to people, huh?
It'll pass.
Did she dish any dirt? You know old ladies are the best at doing that. Did you tell him about the Christmas ornament and the message inside? Oh, no! Speak of the devil! I bet that was another one of the ornaments.
Oh, I'll go get the broom.
No need. It's still in the living room.
Yep, you're right. Oh, honey. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the little hummingbird one you liked so much.
Felix.
Yeah, oh, be careful. You're barefoot. Stay where you are while I get this cleaned up.
Felix, there's another one of those little fortune papers. It looks like it was inside of the ornament, like the one we found last night. What does it say?
Oh, let me see. Let me put my glasses on. It says, Mary is here.
What do you think that means?
Mary? Eileen?
Who are they? Who could they be?
I have no idea. Mrs. Randall's name is Trudy, and her sister's name was Carol. Louise next door gave me all that info. Joanna, I need you to do me a favor.
Sure.
I'm going to remove all the glass ornaments from the tree, the ones from the same set these two came from, the animal-shaped ones.
Okay.
While I'm doing that, can you bring me a few bath towels and place them on the dining room table?
What are you gonna do?
Trust me.
Oh no! Did you just break that on purpose? I loved that little Scotty dog!
Yeah, sorry. But look!
Another piece of paper.
What does that one say?
Janice is here. Creepy.
There's something else. It's really small. It looks like a little bird bone.
Felix, this isn't funny.
I'm not laughing.
Felix, are you really going to destroy all of these ornaments? They remind me of the glass menagerie, and there aren't that many of them.
The giraffe is next.
This is crazy. I won't be a willing part of helping you to smash these beautiful ornaments. They're not even ours. They're rented ornaments.
Oh. Aha! Look! Yet another piece of paper. It says, Sally is here. There's a fine little dust inside this one.
Felix, I don't like this. Please stop. Can't we call Mrs. Randall's? What if they're keepsakes? They must have been specially made. We could be destroying their family heirlooms. Okay, so they have weird, creepy messages and stuff hidden inside of them, but that doesn't mean that we...
Last one! The bear! And sure enough, bingo! This one says, Christine is here. And check this out. What does this look like to you?
It looks like fingernail clippings.
Yeah, it does. Hey, what's that in your hand?
Felix, come on, this isn't solving anything.
Joanna, give that to me. It's the last animal ornament. Maybe it'll have a clue.
Please just let me keep this one. It's so cute.
It's a pig with a bow on it.
Isn't it adorable? You know I love pigs.
Since when?
Since forever.
Hand it over. Give it to me.
No, I don't. Just let me keep it. Ow! Look what you made me do. Glass is so delicate, I accidentally crushed it in my hand.
Did you get cut?
Just a little nick on my palm. I'll go wash it.
What does it say? There's another piece of paper.
The furniture is where?
Is that a question?
You tell me, detective. That was supposed to be the final clue, right?
Go clean your hand.
Yes, doctor. Let me know if you solve the mystery, sweetheart! Felix? Felix? Felix, what are you doing with that knife?
It's all right.
I don't like that look on your face. What are you doing? Stop that, are you insane?
The furniture is where? The furniture is where they are. Eileen, Mary, Sally.
Stop ripping up the sofa! I can't believe it.
My gut instinct was right.
Felix, what does this all mean? How could there have been corpses rotting inside all the living room furniture and no one noticed?
I'm not sure. Take the body in the couch here. It looks like it's been inside this couch for a very long time. Maybe decades. And each one of the skeletons is a tag tied to the ankle bone. This is Eileen, apparently.
Oh, God, I'm so scared right now.
This is all starting to make sense. Our next-door neighbor, she said that Carol had a son, Arlen.
A son? Maybe he did it.
That's what I'm guessing. Serial killers like this tend to be men.
But what if he comes looking for us? Shouldn't we call the police?
No, he won't come looking for us. He's dead now.
How do you know that?
Mrs. Tucker told me that, too. He died, like, 15 years ago.
This can't be happening. Can we call call the police or at least Mrs. Randall's.
I will. Give me a little bit. These murders all happened a long time ago, and the killer who did this is most likely dead. There's nothing anyone can do about it now.
Why are you being so calm about this? There are dead bodies in the furniture!
It's surreal. I found all the girls whose names were on the little papers inside the ornaments. Except one. Janice.
Well, call the police and let them find Janice. Where are you going?
Upstairs.
Don't leave me down here by myself.
Come with me, then.
No, I'm calling the police. Please stay down here.
I just have a feeling. The last body is upstairs. You know what I noticed? I have not been able to get comfortable on the mattress in our bedroom.
You are not saying.
I'm gonna find out.
You've gone insane. You're in shock. Felix, just please sit down.
Where? On one of the dead bodies in our living room? No, I'll be right back. Hey, I just realized something. There's one more animal ornament. You remember the dove ornament? Yeah, the one you put in the wreath you made? Joanna? Joanna? Hey, Joanna? Joanna? Joanna, where are you? Answer me. Yikes! Ugh. Just stepped on it. Ah, jeez. I didn't see a slip of paper, though. Oh, wait. Found it. Stuck to the heel of my shoe. Let me get that there. What does this one say? This damn writing is so small. Let me just put on my glasses. It says, Joanna is here? What? What?
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And that concludes our program. Joanna was played by Annabelle Rollison, and Felix was played by James Reeser. Mary Murphy played the part of Mrs. Randall's, and I played the part of Mrs. Tucker. The strange laughter you heard at the end of the play may or may not have come from Eric Davy Gislason. A Fine Furnished House was written by Rebecca Graves and Silben Sandovar, and it was directed by Annabelle Rollison. The musical performance, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, written by Edward Pola and George Wiley, was arranged and performed by Nicole Zoraitis. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by John Gary. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. Our production assistant is Brontis Shane Arengo. And our technical director at the Bickford Theatre was Louis Perlmutter. An extra special thanks to Eric Hafen, Michelle Marinelli, Jerry Ryder, and all the amazing staff at the Morris Museum and the Bickford Theater. Be sure to pay the museum a visit, especially to see the Murto D. Guinness Collection, the largest and finest collection of automata in the United States. Visit morrismuseum.org for more info. And if you're in the New York City area, make plans to join us at the Slipper Room for our next live taping. Snowbound in Sunken Harbor will be a trip to our favorite creepy little seaside town on Sunday, January 29th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale at slipperroom.com. Be sure to tune in next week for the final installment in our Festival of Frights. If you enjoyed this episode, kindly take a moment and rate and review our podcast on iTunes. And remember, you will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with our sponsor, Blue Apron. So don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/fireside to get your first 3 meals for free. I'm Ali Silva. Do you know why not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse? Well, it's because they were all wise enough to mind the shadows.